Well, it's UW Parents. It's Josh Dyson, headmaster here at Classical School of Wichita. And I have with me Grant Bickle, our upper school principal.
Morning.
Yeah,
or I guess maybe it's not morning when you're listening to this, but it's morning
for us.
We're recording.
Hey, Grant, what's our title of today, and what are we talking about?
Today's title is Helping Your Student Soar. And we're going to be talking about our 6th through 8th grade organizational system that helps students soar and what even that means.
Okay, did it just start or started last year or when did that?
Yeah, we sort of did a soft opening,
okay,
as some would say, last year, mostly because I did not have the right things in place to help students stay on top of that. But this year, fully jumped into it with including advisory teachers for 7th and 8th grade who are checking those out.
Awesome.
And our 6th grade teachers are doing a great job with that as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. The supports in place are really astounding. Can you tell us, I mean, what is a SOAR binder? What is S-O-A-R, SOAR? What does that even mean?
Yeah, so the SOAR binder is part of a larger study skill system that has four parts: setting goals, organizing, asking questions, and recording progress. And so it's part of the O, the organizing part of that, that would be worthwhile for you all to check out, the SOAR system as it is, more broadly. But for us, I first came across the SOAR binder as an accommodation for a high school student or an eighth grader going into ninth grade, and realized, oh man, this is a really good tool that I know I would have benefited from, and
yeah,
I would not have ever sought it. Some of our young men and women naturally are organized.
Yep.
They just sort of pick it up that way, you know, the type A type kid. But for the most part, many of our kids are not. And
yeah,
we have to teach them a lot of those things.
That's for
sure. It falls under the branch of something we call executive functioning.
Yep.
And so it's sort of those things of that many adults take for granted.
Yeah.
You know, I do that thing in that way, and there's some reason you do that thing in that way. There was a pattern set in at some point, or somebody taught you how to do that. And so for these kids, we're showing them, we're trying to bring to them, hey, here is a way for you to stay organized,
yeah,
and for you to stay on top of keeping all your stuff together. We don't dislike paper at this school. We really like paper. We hand out a lot of papers. We give a lot of papers, and we do a lot of pencil and paper work, especially even intentionally before ninth grade. We want almost all their things to not require a computer or any sort of screen or anything. And so the SOAR binder is just a way for us to help our 6th through 8th graders in particular learn some of those study skills and those organizational skills that don't come naturally to everyone.
All right, thanks for leading the charge on this. I mean, I think about when I first got into leadership, and a lot of the reading I was doing on leadership focused a lot really on how do you manage time, how do you manage resources, where's your calendar, how do you know, keep track of to-dos. And it took a long time for me to come to find a system that made sense. So, yeah, to your point, it really does. It's not something that naturally just happens. It has to be taught.
Yeah, for sure. I know several years ago I started doing Inbox Zero and started obeying my calendar, my Google calendar, very close down to the minute, because I didn't have any organization, and my inbox had thousands of emails in it. And the pastor who I was working for at the time was like, you're going to spend the next week doing this and only this.
Yeah.
And it was really helpful for me.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe more practically how is it used? What does that look like on a daily basis?
Yeah. So if you think of the Lord of the Rings and the One Ring to rule them all, this is sort of the one binder to rule them all. A student should take this to every single class they have. Their schedule is in the very front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's organized because of our 6th grade teachers and our 7th and 8th grade advisory teachers. It's organized exactly how their class day progresses.
Okay.
So the first binder tab they come across is class period 1. The second one is 2, all the way up to class period 8. There's things in each section where they already have paper for the day. They have a pencil pouch in it. They know exactly where everything is, so they can just grab that and then go to class and feel ready to take notes or to do whatever's necessary for the day. But maybe a part that some people don't know about is in the binder dividers, actually, we get the binder dividers with pockets for a reason.
Okay.
We actually want kids to store their homework here too. So when you take something home and you're working on it, you have this math assignment, that you're supposed to bring home tomorrow and that you're taking home tonight, bring back tomorrow. When you finish that math assignment, I don't know about you, my storage place was always, you know, if it was page 37, my math was stored on page 37.
Yes.
This is a way for them to go, oh no, that's a third hour class thing. I'm going to put that in the front of my third hour sore binder spot. So when they open up to third hour and they're in class, they know immediately where it is. On the back of that binder divider is a second pocket. And that's for things that come back that you say, you know, when your teacher says, oh, you may want to save this because it's going to be on the final later, or we're going to have a test on this next week. And you store about maybe 1 to 2 weeks worth of things in that binder divider pocket on the back so that people can, or so that our students can really stay organized and stay on top of things.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, some of, you know, some of the reading doing before, and one of the things that was always that, or at least that hit me hard, was how much mental energy it actually takes to do all these things, and the importance of, you know, if we don't, it really drains us, and we may not recognize that.
I mean, this is a systems issue for so many.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it's just, I don't even know where to put that thing.
Yeah.
When a teacher hands me something, what do I do with it? Well, if it goes in the bottom of my backpack, usually it's going to end up crumpled and in the trash can at the end of the week.
Well, the stress that comes from not knowing where it is, or the anxiety of, you know, the teacher asking where, or your parents asking, those kind of things are just the mental drain. I mean, one of the examples I always remember, and this is maybe not quite 100% on point, but was, you know, Steve Jobs, you know, is famous for wearing the exact same thing all the time. Because the point being, like, just choosing, you know, what clothes you're going to wear can be a draining thing. And just think about the complexity. I was looking at the to-do list that my kids have, and it's longer than my to-do list of things it takes for them to be ready for a school day. This really seems like an amazing way to help just bring relief to that anxiety.
Yeah, it should really streamline that for them.
Yeah. What can parents do to support this at home?
Yeah, such a great question. And probably the part that we have not trained well on yet. And so maybe this will be the first of those trainings. The sore binder is really only supposed to function as a 1 to 2 week holding spot for anything a student receives back.
Okay.
So if they, you know, if it's September and the final isn't until December, you're not going to keep all of your September files in there until December.
Got it.
So the biggest, most helpful thing a parent can do at home is have some sort of something to put things in. I mean, it can be as simple as a shoebox. Now you're going to have to organize it later, or as complex as an expanding file folder system, or a system of files in a file cabinet. But something where your kid can come home and very quickly drop these are important papers, and taking a minute with them. You know, when I think of my first grader, I looked with Corinne this last week at, oh, do we need to keep that? Do we need to keep this paper? And she said, well, I want to keep this one because I need to do this again next week. Great. Those other six papers she had could all get thrown away. That one was able to go in there. We can do that similar thing with our sixth or eighth grade students, helping them sort of go, hey, do you actually need that thing, or is this one more important? Well, my teacher said that this would be on the final, and that this was a good project to help us understand more about that book or that process that we were trying to work on. Like, oh, okay, well, that one can go by the wayside. We're going to put this one in here. But even if you threw every single paper in a shoebox or a bucket or something and had them so that come final time, and this would be a great place to put any note cards that students get to make too throughout the year and in their different classes. But come final time, they know sort of what to study and what things that they have been asked on before.
Yeah, that's great. You know, one of the things that, and maybe we should have said this at the beginning, but and when we did our SCL accreditation visit here past in April, one of their main feedbacks was, hey, you guys need to really look at these sixth, seventh, and eighth grade students and think about the supports that they specifically need. And this is one of those ways that we're like, all right, let's make sure that we're giving the supports to them and some of the faculty and staff. We're really excited about the new frontier of supporting this middle age, which you know, like middle, like a middle child sometimes can be lost in the mix and say, no, you're not forgotten, you matter, and this stage is really important for them.
Exactly. Well, we hope your students, especially those sixth through eighth graders, are learning how better to stay organized this year as they utilize their SOAR binder system. Thanks for listening to
awesome. Thanks.